KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 64. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, 58. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 57.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is officially Election Day, and as individuals are heading to the polls throughout the day today, the final predictions are in for both not only the outcome of the election, but what voter turnout may look like in the state.
We don't really yet have a new normal. However, what we do know suggests that high levels of turnout are probably going to continue.
That was Dr. Russell Arvin Fox from Friends University on KAKE News. According to Secretary of State Scott Schwab, he's predicting a near 53% voter turnout across the state. That is down slightly from 2020's general election, where 70% of registered voters turned out to vote. And those numbers in 2020 were up from 2018, a 56% voter turnout. So far, as of Friday last week, 91,000 mail-in ballots have been returned to the state, and nearly 190,000 in-person early voters have already cast their ballots. Polls officially opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will be open until 7 p.m. this evening, when the official polls close and voting results will begin to trickle in across the state of Kansas.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Dodge City Community College had a late start to the day today after the social media account indicated the campus would not open until 11 a.m. due to a potential security risk. KWCH News reports that according to the school, they did not say what the security risk was, but did address some rumors about an active shooter, saying that those rumors are false. In the tweet from Dodge City Community College, they did say that the Child Development Center was open, but with additional security. So far, no further information has been released from the university. In other news, Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas had announced House Resolution 9244 with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, called the Supporting Market Access to Reinvigorate Trade Act of 2022. WIBW reports that the program discusses export promotion programs, adding 13.7% of additional export revenue, or roughly $648 billion, to the value of agricultural exports from the U.S. If passed, the legislation would amend the Agricultural Trade Act of 1978 to help empower the Secretary of Agriculture to allocate more resources to the market access program.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some heritage celebration took place over the weekend at Central Community College in Grand Island, Nebraska. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that they hosted their fifth annual Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead celebration.
It was started by a student organization called Focus and the Multicultural Resource Center, which is a space here on campus for all students, really. And this event has tons of stuff going on today. We've got traditional dancers, multiple performances throughout the day.
That was Ashley Weitz, the advisor at Central Community College on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say that the Day of the Dead celebration is often misrepresented as the Mexican Halloween, but is really the day to honor loved ones who have passed away. The event included activities like face painting, makeshift t-shirts, along with different games and contests, as they say they wanted to focus on Hispanic culture that many individuals may not be familiar with. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Transportation representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss the intersection at Highway 9 and 99 north of Frankfort. They're considering removing the ramps and making this a T-intersection. The board indicated they're not particularly in favor of removing the ramps unless there will be a widening of the highway to allow for passing and turning lanes. Jim Wolsencroft from Vermilion met with the board regarding the proposed jail project. He expressed concern with the overall cost, which has more than doubled from initial estimates to some $12 million, and noted that his real estate taxes had doubled over the past 5 years. The sheriff addressed questions regarding the need for classification of inmates and increased need for more separation. Commissioners defended their position, emphasizing increased safety and flexibility. They spoke of potential drainage issues and the loss of parking at the courthouse if the initial location of the prison jail site were considered. The board will be meeting with the architect, construction managers, and finance attorneys in the near future to discuss direction of the project. A petition challenging the financing of some $6.5 million of the project has been certified, with over 500 registered voters confirmed, well over the 5% requirement, which will put the matter to a vote perhaps early in 2023. Register of Deeds Martha Rush advised she plans to retire at the end of this year after 48 years with Marshall County. A nomination for her replacement will be chosen by Democratic Precinct Committee members at a future meeting to be announced to fill her unexpired term through 2024. Washington County Commissioners last week unanimously voted to move forward with the High Banks Wind Project and approved development, road use, contribution, and decommissioning agreements. The county is to receive nearly $400,000, with $150,000 up front, $100,000 toward local emergency and ambulance services in the area of the project, and another $150,000 as a one-time payment toward the county general fund. In addition, annual $120,000 payment in lieu of taxes will be contributed annually for 10 years, as the project does not go on the tax rolls until then. 32 wind towers will be located in northwest Washington County, with 201 planned in Republic. Full operation is expected by next fall. Nemahal County Commissioners voted last meeting to eliminate one full-time janitorial position and create a full-time position, part janitorial and part senior services. An offer has been made, and a motion was approved to appoint Senior Services Public Transit Director Tammy Eppel as the County Facility Maintenance Supervisor, with compensation to be determined at a later time. County Attorney advised landowners along Poor Farm Road have decided to pay for the waterline replacement project outright instead of going through the county with a special assessment on property taxes. Commissioners moved to approve signing a letter of support for JBN Telephone to submit a grant application to build fiber optic broadband connectivity to homes, farms, and businesses in rural Nemahal County. Tuesday is General Election Day. Polls open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A pair of state constitutional amendments will be on the ballot. Few local contested races are on the ballot, with many state and federal positions. City of Frankfort residents will determine a proposed half-cent sales tax levy to fund improvements to Frankfort Community Care Home. Polling locations in Marshall County are Marysville American Legion, Valley Heights Junior Senior High School, Cygnus Center in Frankfort, St. Malachi's Church Hall in Beatty, Axtell American Legion, and Summerfield Community Center. In Washington County, polling locations will be in Washington, Hanover, Barnes, Lynn, Haddam, and Clifton. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by November 8th, and drop-box submissions must be in by 7 p.m. Tuesday. In Nemaha County, USD 115 patrons will determine outcome of a school bond issue toward updates and improvements at district facilities. KNDY will air statewide election coverage with reports twice each hour, Tuesday evening.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Your new ride is right off the highway in Marysville. Crown Over Auto Sales will be your only stop for your next low-mileage, reliable, pre-owned vehicle. Now carrying Oregon Power Equipment, Crown Over Auto Sales has you covered from highway to backyard. Don't forget their full-time auto detailing and check them out online at crownoverautosales.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers possible throughout the day today, and temperatures will stay slightly warmer. Temperatures will stay above average throughout these next few days before a large cool down throughout the day on Friday. For today's forecast, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Even warmer on Wednesday, staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-70s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain showers possible throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. And south winds still staying breezy between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. And cooling down over Thursday night with our lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 58, record high on this date 84. The average low 35 and the record low was 5. Sunset this evening 5:19. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Preventing concussions has become priority number one in many contact sports. Do animals hold the clue to a remarkably simple solution? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 8th. It is the 312th day of the year, and actress Alfre Woodard has a birthday. Some animals, woodpeckers and longhorn rams, for example, have a remarkable capacity for repeatedly banging their heads with few lingering injuries. And they may be providing clues to preventing concussions in humans. Those animals have internal mechanisms that keep more blood in the brain, which acts as a cushion when the skull is jolted. Researchers believe a simple neck band, which puts light pressure on the jugular veins, could do the same for humans. Keep an eye out at your next sporting event because some athletes are already sporting such devices. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online at almanac.com.
Marysville Kiwanis Annual Pancake Day is Tuesday, November 8th. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, pancakes plus eggs, sausage, and drinks at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Don't miss Kiwanis Pancake Day, Tuesday, November 8th.
At news from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute release the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021? And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. The demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all Visa dealer stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55949. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excuse Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
Fort Hays State University and their athletic department has made history in the state of Kansas by announcing they will be the first state university in Kansas to offer women's wrestling. As KWCH News reports, the inauguration season will kick off in 2024, but Eric Wins, the Fort Hays State University head wrestling coach, says they're pretty excited.
We're hoping for rosters of 35 to 50 right out of the gate. We're going to scholarship. We're going to, do everything right to make this a big-time program. We're looking at doing some renovation in a women's general locker room to put walls up, make it its own space for them. Seeing the growth of women's wrestling, and I feel like it's the next big thing for collegiate athletics.
That audio from KWCH News. World champion Olympic wrestler Jakara Winchester also attended the news conference on Wednesday, saying it's a great opportunity for the state.
It's really big for me because, like I said before, when I was younger, I didn't have opportunities like this. And I think it shows and demonstrates that, it's growing traction.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Winning the Twin Valley League volleyball title and finishing runner-up at state, Hanover had three players named All-TVL First Team, with Keegan Atkins, Macy Holly, and Taven Stahlbaumer. Valley Heights went to state with Tyus Smith and Maggie Torber named All-League First Team. Others were Centralia's Reagan Becker and Lena Haverkamp, D-West Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson, Sophia Bott of Lynn, and Alexandria and Brianna Boykin from Washington County. Second team All-TVL volleyball honors went to Landry Zeller of Blue Valley, Owen Dieters of Centralia, Shea Wirtz, Clifton Clyde, Katie Johnson, D. West, Emma Hardwick and Hattie Gross of Frankfurt, Anna Juniman from Hanover, Emma Tallman and Megan Beyer from Lynn, Natalie Jenneret of Omega, Ava Smith of Valley Heights, and Jesse Hoover from Washington County.
Gather family and friends, a few containers and plants, and throw a winter planting party. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Whether you need a little bit of stress relief or a few gifts for upcoming holidays, make planting a festive occasion for all to enjoy. Closed glass containers make excellent terrariums for small tropical plants, while cacti and succulents thrive in drier open terrariums or shallow containers. Purchase a variety of plants, potting mix, decorative stones, and moss. Place supplies in attractive containers to create a centerpiece. Be sure to cover your table for easy cleanup, and don't forget the treats. Make it a potluck and ask guests to contribute. Your guests will be glad to chip in, knowing they'll walk away with one or more planters to decorate their home or gift to friends. And just like a potluck dinner, everyone will benefit from each other's creativity. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
You can still find a few old historic log cabins in this country. Many are museums of early pioneer life. You know you have an important one, though, when you put that log cabin inside another building in order to protect it. I'll take you to one of those places on this edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Doris Call at the Saline County, Nebraska Historical Society shares the story of one of the oldest and most historic buildings you'll find in this part of the state.
Back in 1864, Wenzel and his wife, Katharina Zizek, immigrated from Bohemia, moved to the United States. 4 years later, they settled on a farm about 10 miles southwest of Dorchester.
The family initially built a dugout to live in, but soon constructed a small log cabin.
They had two children that came with them when they moved in here. Children at the time were 9 and 14. The son was Joseph. He married. Him and his wife moved in with his parents into the one-room log cabin.
And soon they began building extra room in that cabin for the newlyweds. Over the next couple of decades, some improvements were made. But as was typical then, successive family members used the same cabin, sometimes at the same time.
From 1875 was the first Zizek was born in this house. 1907, the last one. There were 8 Zizeks born in this cabin over 4 generations.
Over time, the family built large and more comfortable accommodations, but they kept the cabin. And over 150 years later, the cabin is still here to see.
In 1971, they donated the cabin to the Dorchester Museum. At that time, they poured a cement floor here. They loaded up the log cabin, moved it here, and they built a building over the log cabin. So the log cabin is here on the property, and it's all contained inside of a building.
The historic cabin is a good example of what the first settlers built for homes, and is just one of the many buildings you can see here. Traveling the countryside, in Dorchester, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an extensive toy tractor auction for Sam Cassidy Saturday, November 12. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Two pedal tractors, as well as over 150 toy tractors, will include 38 Case, Case IH, 37 IH Farmall, 13 Ford Versatile, 13 Joe Hurdle All Steel, 16 Massey, 22 John Deere, 16 AC, 308 Salus, 18 combines, Moster 1/16 scale, as well as other toys and banks, and over 50 tractor and machinery manuals. This toy tractor auction for Sam Cassidy, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. There will be a land auction for Raymond Payshaw, Saturday, November 12th. Property located in Washington County includes 148.5 acres, more or less, at the intersection of Cross Creek Road and Highway 36. This tract provides an excellent location along Highway 36 for farming, residential hunting, and investing. The property includes 148.5 acres with 137.5 acres dry crop, short 2 acres native grass, just over 9 acres tame grass. This land auction for Raymond Payshaw, Saturday, November 12th, begins at 10 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
It's perfectly fine to keep your rabbits outside in their hutch for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bunnies don't mind the cold as much as we do, but they will need protection from harsh weather as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As we're bundling up for colder temperatures, your rabbits are wondering what the big deal is. They're hardy critters, and it's fine to leave them outside in their hutches as long as they're protected from rain, snow, and wind. Bob Bennett raises rabbits and has also written several books about them. He says a cozy winter rabbit hutch will be made of wire with a roof, sides, and a cover in the front for when the weather is bad. You might be tempted to put wood shavings or straw on the floor of the hutch for extra protection. But Bennett says bedding is not a good idea.
It gets wet from urine. Then it gets mixed with manure, like a big manure urine pancake, and it freezes to the floor. What happens is the rabbits start sitting on it. Their feet are warmer, and they start to melt it. And when they melt it, you're starting to get foot problems, and they wind up sometimes with sore hocks.
Rabbits need extra food in the winter since they're expending energy to keep warm. Bennett says to handle the bunnies to make sure their body composition is in good shape and not getting too fat or too thin. They also need water, and it can be tricky to keep it from freezing. Bennett says there are several options, including a metal pan with taps that hook onto the side of the hutch.
A good way to do this is to fill it about halfway up in the morning. Put some warm water in there. It'll soon get cold. It'll freeze. But they can lick some ice until evening when you come and you fill it up the rest of the way. And so then that'll freeze overnight, and then in the morning you can do the same thing.
Rabbits are most comfortable in temperatures around 50 degrees. Keeping them in a shed or barn would be perfect, but don't close them up too tight because they need adequate ventilation. Find more tips for housing rabbits in the wintertime at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
think of Thanksgiving, what's the first image that comes to mind? Is it the turkey on a festive platter ready to be carved? Or the pumpkin pie with an extra helping of whipped cream? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. When I think of Thanksgiving, I see a cornucopia on the table, spilling out with green and yellow squash, bright orange pumpkins, and the multicolored corn. It's a wonderful symbol of how God abundantly provides for you with the fruits of the earth. But there's another kind of abundance, and that's the relational kind. Think about it this way. It's all the gifts from God you can't see, feel, or touch. It's your relationships with family and friends, the fellowship you find at your church, and your connection to God. So go ahead and enjoy all the wonderful foods at your Thanksgiving table and be thankful for them all. But make sure you say thanks to God for those relational gifts, too. And if you'd like more tools to help you be grateful this holiday season, visit thrivent.com/holidays.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
St. Gregory's annual Soup Day is Thursday, November 10th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Parish Hall in Marysville. Soup, sandwiches, and desserts, dine in or carry out, for local delivery from 562-2711. St. Gregory's Soup Day, Thursday, November 10th.
Some research out of Nebraska suggests sleep deprivation poses a safety risk on the farm. Up next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Miss a little sleep, no big deal. Miss a little sleep every night for weeks at a time, and watch out. Two University of Nebraska Lincoln educators did a pilot project to assess the relationship between sleep and accidents on the farm. Here's Amanda Prokaski.
They're getting about half an hour less sleep each night during those busy seasons, such as planting, harvesting, calving, those types of things. That's a 3.5 hour sleep deficit each week. And if a busy season is, 4 to 6 weeks, now we're talking about a significant sleep deficit that can really impact farmer and rancher's abilities to, even function.
Prokaski's partner in the study was Susan Harris.
We know that in other studies done in Nebraska, actually, they have found that children as well as adults in different studies have more accidents and injuries without sleep. So really, safety is our main focus, as well as their overall health and wellness, mental wellness for sure.
Harris and Prokaski encourage other states and universities to look into the issue as well. I have a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, weekly paychecks, comprehensive insurance package with $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more, apply online at Landall.com, phone 785-562-5381, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, November the 8th. Glenn Tosner is a K-State economist, and he talks about the cattle markets here of late.
We flip over to feeder cattle. It was $2 to $6 higher, depending on what weight class I might quote you. I always like to bring a couple of the larger head lot examples. So 129 head, weighing 523, went for 199 and change, so just under $2, or $200 for hundred weight. 186 head lot, weighing 761, came in at 179. Both those two lots would have been up $3 to $5 themselves. And how does that round out with the board? So the CME contracts, December live cattle was 152 at the close on Friday. That's down about $1 on the week. And then November feeder cattle was flat at 178 on the week. So if I pause right there, not a lot of change. So even if it was a ho-hum week in the market, it was a welcome week on the moisture front here in Kansas.
He went on to talk about some of the other cattle markets and how they're faring here of late.
Yeah, up a little bit more. So choice through Thursday was 265, up from about 262. So $3 higher on compared to the prior Thursday. And then select, not as much. So select was up $1, 233 versus 232. Anytime you see choice go up more than select, it's possible that's a demand signal. It's also possible that we have a relative supply change. Don't overreact to that. But I'm highlighting that because we're going to get into meat demand monitor and so forth, is we are definitely, you know, kind of past the tipping point on the supplies are going to be tightening.
Tonzer went on to talk about how you really can't control the markets. You just have to deal with them.
But you can't control exactly how much water is in the lower Mississippi, right? That's beyond any of our abilities. Shout out back to the earlier comment about it's good to have some rain. We need more of that to help with those issues.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I encourage folks to make that important distinction and then hone in on the things they can influence, because that's where their managerial ability can actually pay off.
And that's Glenn Tosner, who is a market economist with K-State University. Let's look at your ag news.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prized are until November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Save money and time this fall by planning for no-till soybean planting next spring. It doesn't affect yields on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
If you raised
corn this year and will plant soybeans next year, there's no need to spend labor and fuel tilling up the corn residue. You'll avoid a host of environmental factors associated with tilling and reduce the cost of soybean production. Mark Licht is an extension cropping system specialist at Iowa State University. He says this is an easy way to get into a minimal soil disturbance type of system, mostly because soybeans really don't care about the corn stubble.
They don't seem to respond to having too much residue out there. They may be a little bit more sluggish or slow in the spring as they're germinating and going through early vegetative, but they seem to take right off. Once those soil temperatures, air temperatures pick up, they pick up as well. And then they get nice canopy covers that doesn't seem to hurt from the standpoint of yield at the end of the year.
He says moving to the no-till system can save $15 to $40 per acre in tillage costs. Using your combine to prepare the residue for spring can help create a uniform seed bed for planting next season. But one of the most important aspects of no-till planting is to ensure the proper function of the planter.
Most of the newer planters today have some sort of residue management system on them. And part of that's just because a lot of those planters for soybeans are being used for corn production. And with corn, we're always trying to get residue moved off that row. And so no-till planters, or most commercial planters, are set up ideally for no-till production. And so we can do that pretty easily.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about no-till soybeans at agriculture.com.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Tuesday. Well, so far, grains kind of slow today simply because of the report coming up tomorrow with the USDA issuing the report. So traders are a bit sluggish today. The markets are a bit up and down a bit. For example, corn for December, 670 and three quarters. That's down five right now. March corn is down four and three quarters at 676 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for December at 954. That's down 3 1/4. Earlier today, Kansas City wheat was at 957 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 949 3/4 currently. That's down 4. Oats for December, even right now, 385 1/4. Oats for March at 388, and that's up 2 1/2. Taking a look at soybeans for November, here's what we're looking at right now. 1443 3/4. That's up 3 3/4. Soybeans for January, 1448 and three quarters. That's down 1 1/2. Cotton for December, 88.60. That's up $1.11. Cotton for March at 86.64. That's up 81 cents. Cattle, very interesting today. It's been pretty much down, but not by a lot. Live cattle for December, 153.25. That's down 2 1/2 cents. Live cattle for February, 154.75. That's down 27 1/2 cents. Remember, these numbers were pretty much up yesterday. Feeder cattle for November, 178.75. That's down 15 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 179.62 1/2. And that's down 30 cents right now. Taking a look at crude oil for December right now, $90.14. That's down $1.64. Gold for December, 17.19.80. That's up $39.30 right now. And stock market very quickly, Dow Jones up 373, NASDAQ up 86, S&P up 28.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
drive. Drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Calcium and phosphorus are essential when it comes to building healthy bones. And that same idea applies to swine development. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. PhD candidate in swine nutrition, Bo Williams, shares insight on his research to understand how to best measure calcium and phosphorus levels in swine.
Typically, when we measure bone mineralization, there's a lot of different ways you can measure it. You can measure calcium phosphorus in the bone. You can measure it in a blood sample that you pull from the pig, or you can measure it in the urine. The biggest key is which bone should you be selecting. So a little over a year ago, the Minnesota Pork Board put out a grant asking for research focusing on lameness and finishing pigs. It's not like a virus or bacteria where you can go in and treat it. It's this pig isn't walking. What are we going to do? So we received the grant and kind of broke the grant up into three sub-studies, one looking in nursery, one in finisher, and then one collaborating with industry partners.
He goes on to explain the various data points that were collected for this research.
The first two studies, we wanted to feed various levels of phosphorus, vitamin D, and phytase to look at different bone mineralization in nursery pigs. And so for that study, we fed the pigs for 28 days. And then on those pigs, we would have collected blood, urine, and then the metacarpals, fibulas, second and tenth ribs on the right and left side, so 8 bones per pig, to analyze for different bone mineralization techniques. These can be bone density, bone ash, bone breaking strength. So we would have done that for both the nursery and finisher study. And kind of the big takeaways from there are there was some differences in treatments, but the biggest difference was just between the procedures.
Bo also goes on to explain their greatest takeaway, differences in procedures and the outcomes of those procedure types.
We were able to analyze two of the exact same bones from the same pig. When we do bone ash, you can either use a defatted method, so pulling all that fat and water out of the bone before measuring it, or non-defatted. And when you compare the same bone on both procedures, there's anywhere from a 10 to 12% difference just on that same bone based on the procedures used. So that can be key, because if you don't know the procedures used, when you get that value back, interpretation can be much different depending on what that value is. Are you deficient or are you not deficient in phosphorus or vitamin D based on that value that you receive?
Sharing insight into his research in swine nutrition, that was K-State PhD candidate Bo Williams. Those hoping to learn more about Bo's research can at the upcoming 2022 KSU Swine Day. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
tuned for election coverage twice each hour this evening, live on KNDY and a service of the Citizen State Banks.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.